Kathleen Sinclair, and I'm here to challenge the hell out of aging once again. So I want to talk to you today about the art of listening. And maybe it's not an art to you, but it's really an art to me. This is something that I am constantly working on. And I know there's a lot of power in being a good listener, not only to our children and our family, but to other people that we talk to. And we often think we're listening, but are we really? Think about someone who's listened to you, and without interruption, without judgment, without preconceived ideas about what you're going to say, they just listen. And when someone really listens, it allows your creativity and imagination to wake up and take note. It's like they gave you permission to go on and talk, and you feel encouraged. And we end up trusting them. You know, that's a really important thing, is to be trusted. So I've had this experience of listening to people on long flights. Somebody next to me, I don't know, maybe I'm just this neutral looking person, but I will know their deepest, darkest secrets by the time the flight is over. And more than one time they've burst into tears, they've hugged me, they've thanked me, we haven't even exchanged names, but for some reason, because I was willing to sit there and listen to them, rather than watch the movie or whatever, it really, really helped them, and that made me feel really, really good. So the thing is, we need to work on this, particularly with the people we love the most. So be in the moment with the person who's talking. Let everything else go aside and just be there with them, open and receiving, without any judgment and no comments. And definitely, do not try to fix something. Now, what about you? Are you a good listener? Can you give us some tips of what you do when you listen to someone? Do you have a story to tell about listening? Please leave a comment so we can all benefit by your wisdom. Until next time, ta-ta!